Happy Thursday, everyone. This is KK Slider and Emily Jones, and you are listening to New Horizons on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my goodness, have we got a show for you today. So, what you just heard was We're Not Going to Take It. We're Not Gonna Take It, I should say, by Twisted Sister. We have a lot to talk about today. Emily, would you like to introduce yourself?
Is this mic on?
Yeah, here you go.
So I'm Emily. I am a grad student in biology with Kayla, KK Slider, if you will. And we've had a really eventful day, grad student-wise. So it's a good show for you.
So let's talk for a moment. Let me give you a little bit of background. For those of you who are listening, it seems like we've got quite a few of you today. I'm very, very happy to see you all on the show this very lovely Thursday evening. The weather outside is amazing. It's sunny, it's warm, and I'm loving it. But, you know, there's been a lot going on. So for those of you who like don't really know exactly what we're talking about when we say we have a lot going on, the graduate students at Tufts University are in a union, in a graduate student worker union. And recently we have been in this period of bargaining, which means that we, as a bargaining unit, came up with this, with these amendments to our contract, or came up with a new contract. And this contract basically outlines our pay, what kind of benefits we get, and like just things that, quality of life things, quality of survival things, I should say, that, you know, grad students deserve to get. So, for example, like healthcare, our stipends and compensation, things like non-discrimination policies, et cetera, et cetera. That's all covered in our graduate student worker contract as outlined by the bargaining unit or the union. So essentially what we do is we draft this contract in the bargaining unit, and then we send it to Tufts administration. And Tufts administration has a couple of weeks to look over everything and see what they think about it. And then they'll come back to us with a counteroffer. They'll tell us what they didn't like about our original proposal. They will tell us like what they are proposing instead. And then we get it back. We make our amendments. We send it back to them. And this is kind of a process that goes on until both parties are somewhat happy with the results of the bargaining. So we sent our original proposal a couple of weeks ago. We just met with Tufts administration again today. And just for the record, I want to put it out there that any opinions that are stated on the radio show today are the opinions of me and Emily Jones only, and the opinions of anyone that is in the DJ chat. If you guys would like to pop onto the DJ chat, you can access that link on the WMFO website. That's WMFO.org. There's a little button at the top that says DJ chat, and you can come and talk to us. And if you want to say anything, I will go ahead and read your message out onto the air. But anyways, these opinions are expressly our own. We cannot speak for the whole of the bargaining unit, nor can we speak for Tufts administration. Just have to put that out there. So we got our counter offer back today from Tufts admin. And let's just say I was so sad.
Less than satisfied, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, just really, really insulting. We proposed, so right now, the Tufts graduate students make, I think it's like 40% less than the cost of living. And if you want to see that graph, I don't remember who made it, but it's on my Instagram. And if you want to have me on Instagram, go in the DJ chat and I'll see if I can pass you a link or something, or post the graph that I'm talking about here. But yeah, compared to our peer institutions, which is a list of institutions that Tufts University has outlined, including Boston University, University of Washington, Cornell, Brown, UPenn,
Dartmouth, Boston University.
Yeah. It's like this list of universities that Tufts has said, like, oh, these are universities that are comparable to us as far as like our accreditations,
price, grades, rankings, etc.
So Tufts University graduate students make 40% less than the cost of living in the area that we are living in, which is literally abysmal. That's so sad, and it makes me really upset. But anyways, we don't make a lot of money. So we kind of proposed, like, let's get a little bit more money in our pockets for, you know, rent and groceries, things like that, that would be useful to have access to. We proposed a pay increase. We proposed increases in our healthcare, including we don't get dental right now. We don't get vision insurance. We have those things in our contract, in our proposal, I mean. We don't currently get mental healthcare, and we don't get gender-affirming healthcare or LGBTQ healthcare, including PrEP, which is a treatment drug for HIV, which is, I think, archaic that we don't have that covered in our healthcare. Emily, thoughts?
Yeah, especially considering how much of these policies have been adopted in our near institutions as well as our peer institutions. It is really shameful for Tufts to be considering itself such a prestigious university while not taking care of its physical and mental well-being of its students.
Yeah, I mean, taking care of, like, not only, you know, calling itself a prestigious university, as prestigious as Brown and Cornell, which are Ivy League universities, but also a liberal university.
A liberal progressive university does not care about PrEP.
No, they don't care about PrEP. They don't care about covering. Okay, anyways, so we proposed all these amendments to our healthcare, the amendment to our compensation. We asked for guaranteed holidays off because we don't actually get
guaranteed time off for university closure holidays like Thanksgiving, Memorial Day,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah, so we're just asking for what I think are pretty bare minimum things given the institutions that are around us, or the institutions that Tufts likes to compare itself to. That is what we outlined in our contract. We got our their counter offer today, Tufts counter offer. Emily, do you want to outline what was in the counter offer so that I can look in the chat a little bit?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about compensation. So at this prestigious university, we right now have different stipends for all of our different areas of study, so English, physics, chemistry, our biology department. And those are outlined on a 9 months basis. So I don't know if you know this about a year of our lives, but that's actually 12 months. So 3 of those months for a lot of these departments are just unpaid. They are not compensated at all, and they are given, I have to say, starvation wages for the other 9 months. So their counter offer today, we put on the table a $55,000 across the board, across different disciplines, raise. So that would be the baseline for everyone. And they said, you know what? I hear you. I see you. I am actually going to split up STEM and non-STEM disciplines. We are going to pay you $1,000 more. And you are going to like it.
Yeah, so that's one of the crazier things that I think we, so as, you know, like I said, I can't speak for the bargaining unit. Oh, I just want to go back. My very, very lovely friend Lara Maggs is listening in right now. Hi, Lara. Love you. But she texted me to say that it's important to say that PrEP, I mentioned, is a treatment drug for HIV. It's actually not a treatment drug. It's a prevention drug. So yes, that is important for any and all sexing, as said by Lara Maggs. Thanks, Lara. So yeah, correction on that. But yeah, as Emily was saying, so a lot of the students, a lot of the graduate students a lot of Tufts graduate students don't get paid for the full year. They only get paid for 9 months. We, as biology students, are very, very fortunate that we get paid throughout the year. So we make considerably more than our, like, you know, English and chemistry and the other grad students in other departments. But yeah, they literally split up our compensation agreement to separate STEM majors or STEM students from non-STEM students. First of all, why?
The English students simply don't have to pay for as much as we do, apparently.
Yeah, so someone in the in the bargaining unit was like, we don't get, like, it is not cheaper for us to live in Boston because we are English majors. It's ridiculous.
And the pay between the two that they proposed was not so great. It wasn't like a huge increase, but it was just enough to tell the non-STEM majors that we see that you are less valuable to this community than our STEM disciplines.
Yeah, so full transparency, I think what the difference was between STEM and non-STEM compensation agreements was, I think it was like $1,000 or $1,100, which,
like that, yeah.
You know, when you think about it, over the course of a year, that's not that much. But it's insulting to the non-STEM people of the universe that, like, oh, the people that are supposed to care about me, that are supposed to take care of me while I am learning, like, getting education, providing my skills to this institution, like, they just see me $1,000 less valuable. First of all, they're putting an insane price on the people that go here anyways, that people that work here. It's really, really just a dismal situation. So the compensation thing is crazy. I don't want to go into like super specific numbers just because I don't remember exactly the numbers off the top of my head. So I don't want to throw anything out there that's not true. But we asked for X amount of money. We gave them a really highball number on purpose so that like when they shot back, we kind of could meet in the middle somewhere. I don't know if you guys can hear that. There's a motorcycle outside. But yeah, we kind of gave them a high number so that when they shot us back, we could say like, oh, this is like somewhere in the middle of kind of where we want it to be. We gave them a high number that is, I think, a 50% increase to what we make now. They shot us back with like
a 2.2% increase to our at least current stipend as biology students.
Yeah. It's literally crazy. And, you know, I keep saying it was an insulting offer. And yeah, it was insulting, but to be completely frank, they don't care. And let's get to the crux of like what this actually is. When you think about compensation for graduate students, a lot of the students that go to Tufts University, I will put it out there, are rich and white.
Preach.
And, you know, a lot of people aren't, but that is just the reality of the situation. When you charge so much to come to an institution, the majority of the people that are able to access that institution are people from rich backgrounds, which happen to be mostly white people. And nothing against white people, just putting it out there. I'm just, you know, stating facts as it is. So refusing to offer a living wage to graduate students will discourage diversity in the graduate program because it is making it far, far less accessible to students of color. And this is a problem that I have had with the program for a while, with the graduate program. You guys don't obviously cannot see my face. You were listening to me over the radio. But I'm a person of color. I'm a queer person of color. And I don't come from a super privileged background. I think, you know, when I was applying to colleges and applying to graduate programs, I wasn't in a place where, like, I could really afford for my parents to pay for my rent or my parents to help me pay for my rent or anything like that. Like, I was basically on my own, and I'm still on my own. I don't borrow money from my family. I support myself financially. And I don't make enough money to survive in this world. It is just not, it's terrible. I've like considered getting another job. I worked as a waitress this past summer, and I made more money as a waitress than I make now.
Probably by a significant amount.
By a significant amount. Like, if we do the math out, I think I make like $14, $15 an hour here.
Yeah.
Maybe 16. As a waitress, on a good night, I made like $28 an hour. On a bad night, I never made less than $20 an hour.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyways, I don't know. I think what it comes down to, if we're being frank, it's racism and a lot of shit, a lot of stuff. Sorry, it comes down to racism. It's just really, really, really dismal. Okay, I think that's all I'm going to say about compensation for right now. If I come back to it a little bit later, then I'll come back to it a little bit later. But for right now, I just want to what else is there that we have to talk about today?
Let me just read a statement from Tufts Diversity and Inclusion website.
Yeah, great.
Just to set the stage for how Tufts wants itself to be viewed by the community and the public. So, Tufts has always aimed to be inclusive. The university's Universalist founders envisioned an institution that would embrace those at the margins of society and offer admission to students from all cultures, religions, ethnicities, and socioeconomic backgrounds. And that is just not being reflected in the way that they want to have graduate students here at Tufts. So if they want us to survive for 3 months with no pay over the summers, then they are saying to the graduate students that we want students that can finance themselves for 3 months. We want students that are not going to be international, that do not have to have their visa as workers over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care that we are going to be stretching ourselves to the absolute minimum for a lot of people just to be teaching these classes and giving a great quality education that they advertise for their undergraduate university students. So
yeah.
It's just a message that they're sending that is very mixed, that our community should really be, should be aware of.
Yeah. So yeah, that's something else I wanted to talk about. Someone did the math for how much value Tufts University graduate students bring to the university, because for those of you who don't know, Tufts University graduate students teach a lot of the introductory courses that are offered here. So a lot of the first year students that you know and love are taking classes that are taught by graduate students, including me and Emily. We teach intro biology classes. There are English people who teach like intro English classes.
English graduate students who design and teach their whole full courses.
Yeah, I didn't know that actually. That's crazy. And I think someone did the math, and what it comes down to is that Tufts University students are providing at least $100,000 of value. If you take into account the fact that Tufts University charges $6,000 per class, something like $6,000 per class, just based on the tuition that is taught here, you know, $6,000 per class that is taught by a graduate student, it all comes out to somehow like over $100,000 a year. That's two semesters of value that we're bringing to the institution. And That is not being reflected in what they are offering to pay us.
Not even close.
Not even a little bit. It's insane. It is truly insanity. But I don't know. I'm flipping through my beautiful binder, my big fat binder of PSAs, looking for a PSA that I have to read today that is going to reflect the turmoil that the bargaining unit and all the people in the union are going through right now. It is really very, very frustrating. Let's talk about the healthcare thing.
Okay. Are on a different healthcare from the faculty.
Yep.
I believe. Yes. And as it stands now, we do not have dental. I think that vision is department by department, maybe, or it's something that's in the works. It's new. And there is a lot of missing LGBTQ inclusive healthcare that is being proposed by our bargaining unit. That is, I would say, reasonable and reflected by what they are able to provide for other members of the faculty and staff at the university. That has been completely struck from their return proposal. So, in our conversation today with our esteemed administrative representatives, the message that we were receiving here is that they do not care if we live or die on this campus.
Yeah, so, oh my goodness, we have a message in the chat from someone that me and Emily know personally, Jonah. Hi, Jonah. Love you so much. Jonah is a grad student that was also in the bargaining meeting today, and she's saying that it was indicative of their values coming in, that Tufts admin were squeamish about talking about, about the massive salaries that the deans receive, but were more than happy to cite that part-time lecturers and dining service workers are also unhappy with their wages as justifications for paying us less. So, yes, we are going back to the compensation thing because it's, like, one of the bigger parts of the bargaining event that happened today. Thank you, Jonah, for bringing this up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Really happy to have your input in the chat. Always value your input and your thoughts on these kinds of things. We were talking about this compensation problem that we're having, and we brought up the fact that the deans, someone cited specific numbers of an interim vice dean, I believe, that made $221,000 one year, $224,000 the next year, and then $228,000 the year after that. So there's a considerable increase in the amount of money that this person is receiving, and you know, $220,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I think that person could be making a little bit less if it was going to provide for the graduate students to make even a living wage. But we're talking about this. Someone brought it up just to say that, like, you know,
the university is finding money where they value it.
Yes, exactly. So someone brought that up, and the union the admin's, like, union person, I don't know what his position is.
Contract negotiator.
I literally don't care. He made me real upset today.
My arch nemesis, you could also call him.
They got really offended that we were bringing up the fact that Tufts University pays, like, administration makes an obscene amount of money compared to the graduate student workers. And he was saying, like, you know, those people have earned their wages. That's why they make so much money. They've just earned it. So they were saying, like, if we give you guys a 50% increase, we have to find the money to give a 50% increase to everyone else who's unhappy with their wages. Yeah, that's not my problem.
You're not going to catch us pitting ourselves against the staff at this school. Dining workers should be getting a 50% increase. They are the backbone of this freaking school.
Literally, it's like they think that we are going to, like, back off because, oh, you're right, those dining workers can't be making more, like, the same amount of money as us. What are you on?
I want them to bring one part-time lecturer in that's going to say that they do not support our raise increase because they are being compensated less.
It is
pay them more.
That is what it comes down to, is that everyone at Tufts University that is not an administration or, like, I guess faculty members also make a decent amount of money. Like, the graduate student workers, I'm assuming the groundskeeper, the part-time lecturers, the dining service workers are all unhappy with their wages. That is not our problem. We're not ungrateful. We're not saying, like, we deserve more just because we deserve more. We're just asking for enough money to survive. And it's not my problem that you are refusing to pay the people that work for you a living wage. Oh man. Okay. You know what? If anyone else wants to log into the DJ chat, please, please do. Jonah, thank you again so much for your contribution. And if anyone else would like to go ahead and say anything, and someone else in the department, I don't know, you're allowed to text me if you want me to say your name, but you know, I don't want to say your name if, you don't want me to.
Another biology member.
Another biology student just texted me and said, it's important. Oh my God. Jonah just said another thing in the chat. I am going to bring it up. But this other person just texted me and said, in our case, we're not making minimum living wage. Everyone else is. Like, the graduate students make 40% less than the cost of living. But it seems like other people are, like the dining service workers and other folks. Okay, it was Kiara. Kiara is... another person in the Tufts biology program. She's lovely, but yeah, she also has a lot of opinions about this. She's European. What do you expect? Okay, so thank you, Kiara, for the message. Yeah, we're making a whole lot less than a living wage. So let's get back to the gender affirming healthcare thing, because that is really deeply, deeply upsetting. I mean, I'm a queer person.
Yeah, me too.
There are a lot of queer people on Tufts campus. That's what happens when you have a school in like Boston or in the Boston area.
Especially when they advertise that this is such a safe and inclusive place for different identities.
Yeah. They really do like push that. Their DEIJ initiatives are like really great and amazing. Except we're not going to provide your students with gender affirming healthcare. Someone in the bargaining unit today wore a t-shirt that said gender affirming healthcare saves lives. And it's true. Suicide is like really a serious, a leading cause of death among trans youth and among queer youth. It's really, really unsettling to see how easily they wrote off the LGBTQ plus healthcare in the contract. And Jonah wanted me to say that they said that the union representative or the union expert on the side of the administration said that gender affirming healthcare was too expensive. That's why they struck it, because it was too big a quote cost item. But when we asked them how much it would actually cost to provide us with gender-affirming healthcare, they literally did not have a number.
None of the four administration representatives could quote a number, even in the ballpark, of what they were considering too expensive for the lives of their students.
No, it was... I don't remember exactly who was in the meeting. It was two deans, the union person...
lawyer and the contract negotiator.
And the... Yeah. So there was a lawyer there. There was the contract person... and then two deans at Tufts University. Unfortunately, I only know the name of one of them, and I don't want to throw them under the bus if I don't have the other name to throw under the bus too. But I mean, they really like literally struck the trans and gender affirming healthcare from the docket without even knowing how much it would cost. They didn't even do the research. They were literally just okay with saying, you're not getting it.
No, that was not in their budget as a cost item.
Yeah, they said a cost item. It was hilarious. I'm just checking my phone quickly to see what Lara Max is saying. Lara Max is just texting angrily about it. But it's really, really, really upsetting. As a queer student, like, gender-affirming healthcare does save lives. If you're going through your graduate program with, like, huge, huge amounts of dysphoria that are just terribly... it's terribly uncomfortable. It's, like, really... it weighs down. Oh, my goodness. Okay, another person in the chat. Sam, hope it's okay. I think that, just so you guys know, the chat is completely public, so everybody who's in the chat right now can see your name. So when you put your name in here, I'm assuming that it's okay for me to say your name on the air. Just so y'all know, right now we have, it looks like 23 or 24 listeners, so 24 people are going to hear about this. Hope you're okay with that. But another grad student worker in the physics department said that wanted to know on the gender affirming healthcare. So they tried to pit they being administration and their like lawyer and whoever tried to pit us against the undergrads and say if they gave us, the graduate students, gender affirming healthcare, they would have to give it to the undergrads too. especially as more states are banning gender-affirming healthcare, I think we'd want to ensure that an undergrad from Florida is able to get care that would not be available in their home state. Emily, what are your thoughts on that as a Floridian?
As a grad student from Florida, I just have to say, first of all, the undergrads are not under any obligation to have Tufts healthcare. That is a personal choice. And if they do so choose, why would we not want them to get the best care possible?
Right.
Since they are paying you $5,000 bajillion a year to be at this high-ranking institution, why do we, especially this high-pressure area, this high-pressure institution, we want to add another stress on them that is not reflective of Tufts' values at all, apparently.
Right. Yeah. It is just really upsetting as to be a student at a university that boasts, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice. They boast their efforts to include everybody and be, you know, like the most liberal, the most active university in the area. It is embarrassing to have to say that I go to Tufts University where they don't provide their students with LGBTQ plus healthcare, despite the fact that they are on every, like, on every soapbox in the world to say that they are really welcoming and lovely to their trans students.
I loved the quote today where they said that it's not a reflection of their views what they decide to spend their money on. Everybody knows that you spend your money on deans and not on your values.
God, that's so funny. Yeah, anyways, it is 5:30, which means it is time for me to do a PSA, and I think I found one that pretty accurately reflects the situation. Okay, time for our PSA. This is Numbers to Think About, U.S. Healthcare Costs. Alrighty, folks. So, health spending per person in the U.S. was $12,914 in 2021, which was over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries, $6,125, is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. So every single day, it costs us as Americans more than $35 each day just for medical expenses. Oh, no, sorry. It costs us as Americans more than $35 per person just for medical, more than, oh my God, I can't read.
You got this.
So every single day, it costs us as Americans more than $35 each just for medical expenses. That's more than $1.47 an hour. Every hour, whether we are awake or sleeping. Guys, we are living and breathing away our money for healthcare. This is Numbers to Think About from a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for listening. All right, let's see. There's another message in the chat. Oh my God, this is hilarious. So, someone just posted a link in the chat that is titled, Tufts listed as one of the friendliest one of the LGBTQ friendliest colleges and universities.
Bro.
August 28th. I don't know if this is August 28th of, oh yes, this past August. So yeah, Tufts made it on the list of Campus Pride's yearly list of top 25 LGBTQ friendly colleges and universities. That is hilarious.
Rainbow washing on Tufts University.
That's crazy. Yeah, anyways, put your money where your mouth is, people. Let's go. I kind of want to take a quick break from speaking, so I'm going to go ahead and put another song on just to give my voice a little bit of a rest. I've been shouting a whole lot. I started out the show with We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister, and I'm going to go ahead and throw on Revolution Radio by Green Day. I love Green Day, and Revolution Radio just really seemed like kind of the vibe for today. So let me get that playing, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk a little bit more about what is going on in the universe. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. It really is so much, like, such a pleasure to be able to talk about this with you guys. And if you are a listener and you want to put your thoughts out there into the world, log into the chat. Also, follow me on Instagram, and I will put my Instagram in the chat as well, and see if you can maybe next time be a guest on the show, just like I've had Emily here.
All right. We would love to hear from you.
We really, really would. Okay, I'm going to put this song on, and we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Control on the hairline, I lost bullets. This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. And it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Oh my gosh, okay. We're back, baby. So I played Revolution Radio by Green Day. I played, what is the other song that I played? Which Side Are You On by Billy Bragg. Perfect song.
Perfect choice.
All about being in a union, people being scabs during a strike. I just checked. I refreshed our little server here that tells us how many listeners we have, and we have 31 people tuning in today. Thank you all so, so much for listening. Like I said before, we played that music. I'm really, really so grateful to have a platform where I can talk about things that I'm passionate about and have such a receptive audience. If you guys, you know, aren't driving home on your daily commute at 5:40 p.m., feel free to log into the DJ chat. I've been plugging this a little bit. But the DJ chat is a place where you can put your thoughts into the world and I will read them out onto the radio. We've had some people put in some really, really thoughtful things. So, for those of you who might be just tuning in kind of late, I am here with my dear friend Emily Jones.
Hey, what's up? To introduce myself again.
No, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, but yeah, I just wanted you to say hi. So, me and Emily, when I talked about having Emily on my show, we thought that it'd be really fun to play a game. And so the game that we're going to play right now is called Psycho or Power Move.
Yeah. I think it might be more Psycho or Psycho today.
We're going to do some version of Psycho or Power Move with some of the quotes that we remember from our bargaining meeting today. So this is like literally just off the cuff quotes that we could pull out of our brains. You had one.
Yeah. So we had a little bit of discussion about how it's difficult for grad students or workers in general to provide quality labor if they are not being compensated because they are hungry or homeless or stressed about where their next paycheck is going to come from.
Right.
And after expressing this very eloquently, one of our lovely bargaining members brought this up to the contract negotiator.
Yeah.
And his response was a very thoughtful, I can't believe you wouldn't be providing quality education. I feel like that should be reflective of the individual. Psycho or power move?
That is, honestly, a power move. No, it's crazy. So yeah, someone said like, I won't be able to provide a quality education if I'm literally starving. And this contract negotiator was like, well, I cannot believe you would say that.
I can't believe that we pay you $3 and you won't give top-notch education to these students.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's definitely psycho.
He thought he did something, though.
He thought it was a power move. Unfortunately, it was psycho. What about, well, someone did say, like, how, someone asked, oh, man, I'm, like, forgetting all the exact quotes that were happening. When we started to talk about, yeah, let's go back to the trans, to the gender-affirming healthcare, the LGBTQ plus healthcare. We talked about, like, why it's important for us to have that, and we kind of fought back against it. And, yeah, let's psycho a power move saying, well, how we spend our money is not reflective of our values.
You know, that one's just psycho. And also factually stupid.
Yeah, that doesn't really... They say put your money where your mouth is for a reason.
Like, I need Tony Monaco to tune in and hear what the people are representing his good institution by.
Tony Monaco, if you're listening, I know you make a lot of money, and I should be seeing some of it. That's all I have to say about
that. That is a power move.
Psycho or power move, someone saying that the union, like, contract negotiator had a future in comedy because the stuff he was saying was just so insane and absurd.
Absolute power move. That man could have a Netflix special with the bull hockey he was giving us.
It was crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, for anyone who's just freshly tuning in, 34 listeners now. So happy that you're all here. But I just want to say all of the opinions expressed on the show tonight are the opinions of the individuals that have been cited. So that's me and Emily mostly. We've had a couple of other people give their opinions as well. We are not in any way reflective of, you know, what is of the entire bargaining unit, nor are we reflecting upon what the intentions of the administration are. This is just how we felt about everything, just
this
for the
record.
This
is what we're taking away from a four-hour conversation we had today.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. This conversation did take place over the course of about 4 hours. It was wild. There were people... It was very, very upsetting to see all of the people, like, just really, really angry. Psycho or power move, when someone in the bargaining unit said... said, I'm going to ask you this question, but I really don't care about your answer.
That was my favorite part of the whole conversation. She was so real for that, and she is my hero.
She was real for that. If you were listening to that, to this show, whoever that was, I know who it was, but I don't want to say your name out loud. If you're listening, log into the DJ chat so I can send you a kiss emoji because I love you. Yeah, so what else is there that we have to talk about? Oh my God. So one of the more, I think, mundane things that we asked for, I guess mundane is not the right
word.
Free.
It is so easy to provide.
Yeah. So one of the smallest things that we asked for was for CAST, C-A-S-T-E, to be included as part of our non-discrimination policy. They, you know, we include sexuality, ethnicity, gender, race, all those things, but we wanted CAST to be involved in this policy as well, just as like an extra layer. I will be fully honest, I'm not sure I completely understand, like, the definition of CAST, but it's something that, like, is completely free to include in the policy, and they said no.
It is, in fact, free for them to look into as well, and not just say, we don't get it, and we don't think that it's important.
It's, we should note that Harvard just included this in their non-discrimination policy.
Yeah.
Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just the town over. I live in Cambridge, not for long, but I do live in Cambridge now, and I like Cambridge a lot. I like Harvard. So the fact that they included CAST in their non-discrimination policy is really great. Why couldn't we include it in ours?
Because that would mean giving us a single thing that we asked for.
Did they give us anything that we asked for?
I think they got us some grammatical things.
Oh my God, that's so true. They said, we corrected a typo.
You're welcome.
Psycho or power move. Yeah, that It's madness. Yes, this is such a good one. Thank you to the person in the chat who just put this out there. Another psycho or power move, Emily Jones.
Yes.
Listen up. What about saying that what grad workers do outside of, let me just read this out loud. What grad workers outside of physics, chem, and bio should do over the summer is, quote, up to us.
Oh, my God. Power move. this is going back to how we do not pay our non-STEM, or actually most of our disciplines, mm-hmm. over the summer.
Yeah.
And when asked, how should we survive during those months? You know, that is just for us to figure out.
Yeah.
That's not their business.
Right. So,
as your employer.
People were saying, like, how am I expected to survive in a city where the cost of living is way above what I'm being paid when I'm only paid 9 months out of the year?
They said, did you consider moving to Worcester? What if you lived in New Jersey? The commute is not that long.
Literally madness. Oh my gosh. Another person... Hold on, let me just ask if I can say their name. Another person just texted me another psycho or power move scenario. Okay, so Sydney. Sydney is a first year with me. She works in the lab just adjacent to me, and she said, my favorite is when they said that they were not giving 12-month appointments, but if students with the 12-month appointments want to drop to 9 months, it should not be unreasonably
denied.
They
did give us that one with no qualms. They said, we'll pay you 3 months less. Don't you worry, sweetie.
They really did say that. Kiara has been texting me a little bit. So, yeah, the full proposal that they shot back at us is public record. So if you want information about that, feel free to reach out to me and ask for it. You can get, like, my email is on the schedule for
put
the
your
WMFO
non-tufts
schedule.
One in the chat for
okay
them.
I'll put my non-tufts email in the chat just so that you guys can go ahead and shoot me a message and not feel like you're being watched by the eye of Tufts University. But yes, Kiara reminds me that the proposal is public, so if you want to see all of the heinous things that Tufts University is proposing to us, you can.
Yes, everything that we're talking about today is stuff that Tufts is fully proud to show to the community. It is public now. It is public record. So tell your friends, tell your families. If you live in Medford and you are mad that people in your community are being starved, you let Tufts know how you feel.
Yeah, and also if you're, you know, for some reason, if you are a parent of a Tufts student or of any student at a university, 35 listeners, thank you guys so much. I just keep checking. I keep refreshing the server, and I'm, like, very, very excited to see that there are so many people tuning in today. But, yeah, if you know a Tufts student, know that they're being taught by graduate students, and know that those graduate students that are teaching your peers are starving or pretty close to starving. It's really, really dismal. Kiara, on the tales of us saying, talking about the LGBTQ healthcare problem, she says that the rainbow stares are the max amount of money that they are willing to spend on LGBTQ plus efforts. It's so true. Thank you, Kiara. Okay, psycho or power move. Quote, living in the Boston area is a personal choice.
It is a personal choice. You are right. It was a personal choice for our Universalist founders to put the university here, for sure.
Definitely. I think...
I just thought they did give us one thing.
What's that?
They said, yes, we can for sure have our holidays off, our Tufts closures off. Just one small caveat is that it is up to your boss. If your supervisor says so... You take those days off.
That's so true. Yeah, so it did say that. We asked for, like, a guaranteed set of holidays off.
I have to say, students were being exploited by their supervisors on these days.
Still are being exploited. It happens frequently. I see it on a daily basis, unfortunately. Psycho or power move from the chat. Well, I'm just going to scratch that, whatever I was just saying. Psycho or power move from the chat. We won't cover copays for mental health, but you can use this BetterHelp knockoff during the school year.
Oh, my God.
Not the oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a hate crime in the chat.
That is truly psycho. And what makes me really upset about this is that BetterHelp actually isn't great.
Yes, this is an anti-influencer ad for BetterHelp. Do not use that stuff.
Do not use BetterHelp. I know it seems like it's really affordable, and I know that, you know, if you don't have any other choice and you really, really need the mental health care, then I guess you don't have a choice. But BetterHelp, I really, really would not ever suggest somebody use that. They take your information and they will sell it.
It is a predatory suggestion from our administration.
Yeah, it's really bad. I can't say anything about the BetterHelp knockoff that they proposed, but, you know, BetterHelp itself is just not great, so don't use it. But yeah, what else is there? Like, what other psycho or power move scenarios can we say? What about when one of the bargaining members said, like, you're not hearing us, or like something like that. Some like the one of the bargaining members was saying, like, there's a discrepancy here between like what we're saying and or what you're saying and what you're actually reflecting or something like that. And one of the deans was like, I hear you. I hear you. And the bargaining member said, thank you.
You're welcome.
And the dean said, you're welcome. I fear that that is a power move.
I think that was our first power move from the admin to that. You're welcome.
To that dean, if you're listening, you are welcome.
You're welcome to come on here and talk to us.
I would love that. I think I would have to fill out a special permission form from the radio station.
I think they would have you killed.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, we're getting to the end of our show here. If you have any last thoughts that you want to throw out, shoot me. If you have my message, like my text messages, go ahead and shoot me a text.
Before we, like, start signing off stuff.
Yeah.
Just, if you want to get involved in any of this, we have some emails for you. Well, maybe just email us and we'll talk to you about it. But there's going to be some events going on, flyering, some protesting, activism happening, some disruption happening on campus. So let us know if you would like to be involved and we will hook you up with the people that will help you.
Definitely.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen unless people hear what's going on.
All right, one last thing. Psycho or power move? from Kiara, Emily, psycho or power move? Quote, from the contract negotiator.
Yeah.
I almost said his name. I don't know if I want to. Although, is it public now? Like, am I allowed to?
I mean, Nick was in that discussion, and he can come at me directly if he wants his name off this air.
You know what? Fair enough. So his name is Nick. Nick, the contract negotiator, said, quote, do you deserve under a living wage? Of course not. But that is not going to change the bargaining. Psycho or power move?
That one's kind of a power move.
A power move if you're insane.
If you are the devil, you just slayed that quote. He said, you earned what you earned.
And what we've earned is pennies.
What we earned is being on food stamps.
So true. You know what? Next week, I'll talk about like the fact that they actually gave graduate students like meal tickets or like offered meal tickets to graduate students and then like ran out in the middle of the year.
Of their own dining hall's food tickets.
Yeah, so the dining hall was apparently allegedly offering food tickets so that we could provide ourselves with sustenance, and unfortunately they did run out, so the students that were relying on those just probably starved.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. I am new to this program. I just finished my first year in the program, so 2 semesters. And I, you know, I figure that every program is kind of got to have its like dismal points. I did not think for one second it would be this bad.
Yeah, we can't speak to what it's like at the other institutions, but just from our peer institutions, we're at the bottom of the bad.
Yeah, we are. It is really, truly a dismal situation. It's really awful. Okay, so we're going to start wrapping up. I think I might play us out with one more short song. Just a classic from my girls, Bikini Kill. Bikini Kill. I love you. I know you're not listening to this because why would you be? But I love you anyways. This is Rebel Girl because, you know, I don't identify as a girl, but someone does. This is a time for rebellion, a time for revolution. This is a time for anger. Yeah, if you want to get involved in anything, go ahead and send me an email. I put my email in the DJ chat. I don't know how long it will be there for, but... yeah, go nuts, go crazy. It was so lovely to talk to you guys today. Thank you, Emily, so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
This is my normal time slot, by the way. 5 o'clock on Thursday nights, every Thursday for the rest of the summer. My time slot might change when the fall semester starts back up again, but I am here every Thursday night for the summer. If you want to be on the show, shoot me a message. And I'd be really, really happy to have you. I know some of y'all out there like write music and stuff, and so we don't always have to just chat. I usually do play music. Today was just really quite an an enraging day. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. This was KK Slider on New Horizons, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you guys all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the shows that are going to be happening after mine. I'm going to play us out with Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. Have a great one, folks. Just remember, get involved with your union if you've got one. If you're not involved with a union, get involved with ours.
Do it.
We could use the help. Thanks again so much for listening. Have a good one.